Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, sun is going down. It's dark. I don't know if I like this darkness. I am one of those person. Then I need a light. What about my guest? I have very, very shiny, beautiful energy in my studio, and that's what makes me smile. I know people know that Ilona Europa is like high energy bunny. I always have so much, you know, energy when I'm coming here because I'm so excited to talking to my guest. But again, from time to time, I have the guest that I am really, 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 really excited about because I want to be her. Really quietly, I want to be her. Could you tell us your name?
Hello, my name is Christy Curtis Buss, and it's just a great pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited.
You're
too
excited, see?
And you know, I think for the first time, probably I will not mess up pronunciation of your name, because sometimes my guests are from all around the world, as my show is about people with an accent mostly, or I'm putting accent on topics that I feel are worthwhile, which today you have an American accent.
I do.
And which means for me, you have accent. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But what the coolest things ever is that I want to put accent on independent woman. And I think you are the picture of what I think the 2016 and 17, 18 and
yes,
future, we're supposed to be like you. And we can learn from you a lot, which why? We'll find out. We have one more guest, and I need to say thank you for the guest also. Carlos, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Carlos Martinez. I'm Christy's publicist.
That's so cool. I'm Christy's publicist. Could you come closer to microphone?
Sure.
I'm really thankful because from time to time, you are nice enough to write to me and say, hey, you know, I have this person, that person. Would you like the interview? And of course, I jumped right away for Christy. I wanted her like, oh, Monday, let's have her now. Because with you, Christy, I know you are busy. And God, thank you. This Monday worked well. But you say it so nicely. Oh, I am, repeat again, name of your business.
My business is Scribe Services Public Relations.
Why Scribe?
Because I was a writer for a very long time, and then I decided to start doing publicity.
You know, but publicity, PR, could we call this PR? Is it the same?
Mm-hmm.
Public relations? Yes. We have so many artists here coming. I have so many wonderful, talented people, and they are struggling with this part of their business. Some of them, they have management. Some of them have agency. But really, to spread the word about an artist or a book writers or anything that we want people to know is very, very tough. In this world, everybody says you need to do all yourself, by yourself. And we all feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough in anything, because if I need to do everything by myself, means I cannot do everything anyway, and we are bad. And I think people, artists, or anybody who wants to spread words about their greatness, they need to understand, they need help. And you are one of those men that I think people appreciate a lot.
Definitely, definitely.
Yay!
I agree with that.
Client, we have a client saying something about this.
Well,
okay, Christy.
I say that, you know, when it comes to me, I'm very family oriented, and I feel like I my business is very like home. So to me, I really needed somebody that I felt very comfortable with, more family like versus corporate. And so Carlos, for me, we really work well together. I mean, I sometimes talk to him like he's my brother. So, you know, there's times where I'm like, You know, I don't think you could probably do that in most occasions with some, you know, PR people. So I really am in touch with him. So it's easy to just be yourself.
Carlos, because I really, really think deeply inside when you have we still didn't say what Christy is doing. His next 1 minute will be just spreading everything about you. But the fact is, when you have a client and... yes, it's a cold world out there, but yes. From time to time, we really can find people that we feel like we are on the same wave, and we almost are scared to admit, is this possible? And then feel like you have a right to open yourself up to stranger like you, who eventually will be representing our thoughts, our dreams, our next project, and being vulnerable enough to talk about everything with publicists who needs to package you so nicely that people who don't know you, they need to like you. And I think that's a talent, big talent.
Well said.
Well said?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so eloquent. I'm already having headache. This is like too much English for Ilona Europa for today. And I will not talk too much anymore because we have a guest so, so special. And I know listeners will really appreciate the independent woman in our studio who can not only tell us about her life, very, very successful, about her ups and downs, but really, she really, really can teach us, not because she comes from the top saying, hey, I can teach. No, because she earned, I think, this title that she can give us an advice as a woman to woman. And I just love you for that.
Thank you.
Very much. Okay, now, do you want me to read your bio, or you will tell us your bio by yourself? Rewind your life to the age when you were maybe 3 years old.
Well, when I was 3 years old, I was at a studio that my mother owned. So she owned her own dance studio. So I grew up basically living in the studio with her because back in the day, not very many women owned their own business. So it was very, very different, but it was the best experience I have ever done, being with her, seeing her late at night, doing all the other things besides teaching to run a small business. So it was very intriguing. I was kind of like a sponge at the time, but I really didn't understand that till later when I had my own studio. But I grew up dancing, and from there, you know, it was many, many years. I started assisting teaching. So I was doing that at 10 years old, believe it or not. So I was teaching actually even adult classes at that age because I just loved to do it so much. And, you know, my salary was like $10 a month. And I was so excited to get that $10. And I had this black poodle bank. You know, we used to have banks back in the day and we put our money in there, right? So I was just so excited. Every month I got to put a $10 bill in this poodle so that one day, you know, I could go out and buy whatever I wanted. So I was learning about money and businesses and all that kind of stuff through, you know, the blessing that my mom did when she
and
had her business.
Watching your mom to being a businesswoman and working probably her dream, because being a dancer, you cannot be a teacher and not loving to dance. I'm sure she was an artist
She danced on the radio. That was one of her first jobs. She had her own little red schoolhouse was the name of it. So she started in radio back in the day.
Very, very interesting.
Look at how
life goes 360.
I know.
It's just beautiful. Then you were 10 years old, you know, and it's reading your bio. I mentioned, I wish I'm your sister or I will be your friend.
Will.
And
definitely.
We will, you know, I'm just longing to find people who are so, that I can learn something from, but also understand that I'm not the weirdo because I want so much from life in a good way. You know, every day I want something more, learn more and do more, and working with young children, teaching them this. And it seems like you have a career. You had an amazing career. Please start telling us about your career, because 10 years old, you were helping mama. And later you were getting older and you were the gorgeous, beautiful dancer that was sneaking to clubs, I understand. And what's happened then?
Well, I definitely was doing that because I wasn't old enough to be in the club. So I found a way to get there early, and I promoted the hustle. That's when disco was very, very huge. So I ended up teaching the hustle before they opened. And then I stayed there and danced all night. And with that, I had the opportunity to had this contest come just drop in my lap, and it was called The All-American Girl. It was based on, you know, on just all these sports that people did around the United States, and they picked 45 girls, and I was one of those girls that I tumbled, and with the background that I had, that my mother allowed me to do a little bit more than the studio, I did do some gymnastics at the YMCA, so I learned a lot back then, and I was so thankful that she let me do that, because it was not easy for them at the time to be able to do extra things outside the studio. I begged her to be a Girl Scout and a Bluebird.
Yeah.
Never got
you
to do that.
You wanted everything, too.
I wanted everything, but I couldn't do that. There was yes. We had to pick and choose. So
of course.
With that background, I did...
Then you were how old, 16, 17?
No,
how
I was 19.
You were 19 years old. And we need to mention that you are not in Los Angeles. You are born?
I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Midwest.
Yes.
In the Midwest, where it gets very cold.
Different lifestyle.
Different lifestyle.
Family
values, mm-hmm. Yes. So I did actually get to be entered in that particular contest and was one of the 45 contestants picked to go to Las Vegas, and I was just excited to maybe win the dance
yes.
contest, because, you know, disco, I was doing it. I was living yeah. my dream being a disco dancer with a partner, and ended up winning the whole thing. I dropped to my knees when I won, because nobody like me from the Midwest wins something like that, especially on national TV, and winning $25,000 and two TV contracts is why I'm here.
This is like, we will say in Hollywood, dreams come true. It happens in Hollywood, but yet there wasn't in Hollywood for you, which means it can happen anywhere in the world, really. I'm originally from Poland. I got my big break in age of 19, and I had already a child, because in age of 18, I got married and I had a baby. And I thought that my life, it's over, because...
You have a high school child,
you know, I had a dream. I know I knew I was studying opera, and I was like, you were studying dance, but I was studying two different schools. I was thinking I will be a singer, but then in moment when your life stops because you meet somebody that you fell in love, then you had a baby in the age of 18. But then my ex-husband left to army. And me, the pusher one, with tiny baby who was almost a year ago, also submitted myself into the competition, and I won. Number one. There was the America's Got Talent. I won Polish talent. I couldn't expect that. My life turned upside down, and yeah, my ex-husband came back from army, and you know, I got accepted to university, music academy, and I was continuing for 4 years, but I wasn't anymore the same woman
that he thought,
because I knew life is more, and everybody told me, I have a talent, like you knew in the moment when they chose you, the 45 girls, and then two contracts, TV contracts, you knew you're special. You need to know you are special when you try to fight for your dream in so many talented people. Okay, now you're in Los Angeles. Yes.
It was Las Vegas, and then we did, the TV contracts did take me to Los Angeles. So I just packed my bags and I came out here all by myself. I was by myself living the life of Los Angeles, like everybody else who was wanting to be an actor, an actress, and a dancer. And I struggled a lot, but I knew that I never was going to give up. So I found my niche. I love sports, and then it ended up, I ended up being on the Rams cheerleaders, so I did that.
We cannot go fast through that, because every girl, gorgeous girl who can dance, they want to be you. They want to be cheerleader, they want to try to get... And you know, I got it here. I was like a girl. I know we'll get further to this. No. This wasn't so easy. I don't believe that it was like, I appeared, they said, it's you. It was like that?
Well, like I said, I struggled. And I took dance class all the time.
Okay.
I definitely did dance class all the time. Struggled to pay for those dance classes. My mom would send me money in an envelope to make sure that I could eat. But I did struggle. But I ended up even working at Knott's Berry Farm as one of the, you know, dancers, And that's what made me be able to do the things that I did in terms of audition. So Knott's Berry Farm was very good to me back in the day.
Absolutely. And I believe in that. And this is work ethics too, because this is a different type of the job. It's a job that maybe is not so flashy, but pays your rent.
It did. And that's how I found out about being auditioning for the Rams, because we had to go fix our shoes. And there was a flyer, so I saw it. And I believe that year there was 1,000 girls there. And the first year, I couldn't believe it. So it was amazing. And the opportunities that the Rams gave me, going on 8 USO tours, being a dancer too, and having the background that I did, I got opportunities to be a dance captain, which led to choreography. So many trickles from that. It was just amazing. So
then slowly we starting like showing your wings, spreading your wings.
Definitely,
because you were a dancer then in Vegas, then LA. I'm sure you were trying to dream also becoming an actor. I don't believe that you didn't. You are gorgeous now. You were gorgeous then, and you were young in Hollywood. You were taking still classes.
I did take
class. You wind
acting.
Up to mm-hmm. really work, you know, being cheerleader for one of the bestest team. For how long?
I believe I danced with the Rams for 5 years.
Wow,
and
that's
was,
a job.
Yeah, with that was because of the fact that we had a great entertainment director, Marty Metters, and Vivian Love, who put us out there for so many events, and we got to use our skills as dancers as well as spokeswomen. We used to present product. You know, we did charity work. We did so many wonderful, wonderful things.
Love it, love it. And then we took choreography.
Yes.
This is something also what people can say, oh, I'm a dancer, I can choreograph. I don't think so.
It's first of all, you know, being with my mom, I watched her. I wanted to be her.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot on how she, you know, made up dances and stuff like that. But the opportunities that I got in being on a sports team, you know, led me to where I am at today. And so I am very thankful for those opportunities. And from there, I did go out for acting jobs. I went for so many soap operas. I wanted to be on soap so bad. And because I did that, my resume was sitting on the desk one day, and Doris called and said, can you be here in a half hour? And for 25 years, I, you know, choreographed Days of Our Lives. And so that opportunity came from me trying to be an actress.
Okay, we need to stop again. You know, this is not like flying through this topic. You know, this is a Hollywood, and everybody says, again, dreams can come true. But they really don't for so, so many people who work very, very hard and they pay their bills sometimes, or they just give up. I am from Poland. I'm not supposed to even dream about anything big too much in America. I'm not supposed to, but people know me here. I'm sitting for 4 years in this chair, had no idea that I ever can even speak in English. I still sometimes cannot. But you know what? This doesn't stop me from dreaming, doing, you know, writing, singing. My accent was in the beginning so bad. I wanted to be a singer like in Europe. I was winning every festival, touring all around the world. But I didn't need to sing in English. Now I'm in America. I wanted to sing. My English was horrible. Accent was horrible. But nobody wanted to write for me. I never wrote for myself. I had people writing for me. I needed to learn how to write. I am a musician. That wasn't maybe so hard, but my songs better be good, because if you write bad song, nobody will listen to you
mm-hmm.
too. Then you stretch yourself, you know, then sitting in a small room without nobody believing you, that the dream that I had in my head, cooking like you, being on a soap opera, which how many soap operas that we will call the names of the soap operas till this day, how many dreamers like that exist, and you got that. Then your dream, and I believe in that, because I also school so many young singers and artists, and they study music and theater and Juilliard, and they are in a USC. They are all over, or they are dreaming being a singer. I say, you need to push yourself. You need to dream. I can dream for you, but you need to dream for yourself, and don't be shy and feel bad that you have big dreams, because the journey will get you somewhere closer, or maybe you'll get luck, because luck is something
luck
very
is based
similar.
On
this is like the shoe stuff that
mm-hmm.
you said you read, you
yes.
know, if not for that was your luck, you know,
mm-hmm.
got you somewhere, and now you're on a soap opera. One more time, repeat how this happened. For everybody who listens, who thinks like the dream can come true, but really the opportunity came because you created the opportunity for yourself. Then how did this happen that you came back to be on a you were on Days of Our Lives? How does this happen?
Well, I was reading for some of the roles on Days, and I did a lot of, you know, under fives, you know, being, you know, small parts for a long time.
Yeah.
But because I was there a lot, it just so happened that I think I read for something maybe a couple weeks before that, but they needed a choreographer, and they already knew that I was a dancer and I was choreographing a little bit with the Rams, and they asked me to be there, and I don't even think I hung up the phone. I was already in Burbank at the studio within a half hour, and it was with
Bill. 18 years later, or how many years later, you were working with them? How many years you had the contract to choreograph and work?
I was doing it in the 80s, so it's like, you know, just a couple years ago. I you know, they change now. The soap operas are a little bit different. But
that was your home for so many years.
Yes, it was wonderful. It was great.
Probably people say she's the lucky one, but you need a repeat, because I know a lot of people listen to the show, and parents maybe listen, and some parents repeat to these children, don't dream, be this, be that, don't, you Hollywood, everybody wants to be somebody. But I just believe that us as a parent or us as an artist, we have a right to stop ourselves to dream, or just dream until we cannot breathe anymore, you know, and be and breathe this air of the creativity, because you were in the right place in right time, and you were repeating.
I answered the phone. Yes, I answered the phone. It could have been like I couldn't answer it, and then somebody else got the job. So there's definitely luck, but it's based on the hard work and all the opportunities that you give yourself to push even more for other things.
Yes.
It all adds up.
I can say only till this point, congratulations, because we have like first 25 maybe years of your life, or 26, 7, 8, maybe 30 years. That's what really was cooking in your life, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll take a small break, and I will, because I want to also prove to my guests that I can sing.
Ooh,
and this is my radio
I'm
show.
Excited.
Then, of course, I need to play my own music, and mostly I play somebody else's stuff. But, you know, yeah. I'm proud of myself, too. And, you know, I just will say dance and pray, because you like to dance. I like to dance, too, also. And pray is because of broken heart. We all have one then.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah. We won't go there right now.
And it's like really one of the newest songs that I recorded, and practically love it. Okay. And then we'll move on to what's happened later and who did you work with. Okay. Thank you so much.
I dance and pray for one more chance to find the love.
broken heart, but it's mending right now, and I cannot cry anymore. I think I'm fine after a few years. We too. That will be our next show. We'll be talking about how to save our lives.
I need to use that in my class.
I love you. I have you. They call me Dance Diva because I have a lot of hits for the clubs.
It's got such a great beat. Yeah,
I cannot wait to just know you more, and who knows what life will bring. Anyway, today we are talking with dancer, choreographer, actors, and business owner Christy Curtis Bass.
Perfect.
Yes, and her PR person, very important person, who just can make or break us, because his words just can create imagination in our hands or eyes of listeners. And they will learn about us before they even meet us. Then that's your really good and very important job for us. And welcome again to our show for the first time, Mr. Carlos Martinez. And I know my accent is okay there too. And your business is Scribe Services Public Relations. And obviously every links are on accent on. And this show will be for repeat. Over and over and over on LA Talk Radio archives and links and downloads. Everything is there and on iTunes also under podcast. Okay, please, I know you will be back, but we need to focus on something the most important right now. We have another guest calling in 10 minutes. Please, you woke up one day and decided that you have so much to say and so much that you would like to share with everybody, not only women, that you created your own
YouTube
channel.
I did.
Just give us the pitch, name, when this started, what are you talking about, and why we need to love you like crazy and subscribe to your channel.
Well, you know, running my studio for almost 25 years, maybe even more, you know, I've been doing it and I've been inside that room of the studio, and it was just something that I just needed to do for myself. I'm a teacher. I teach children. I teach, you know, teenagers, and I teach adults. But there was something that I needed to do for myself, and I felt like I wasn't paying attention to me. I'm a giver, so I gave a lot to so many people, and it was finally something that I said, I need to do this for me. So I wanted to start this YouTube channel because it's Ageless Ambitions with Confidence, all about Christy. It's not really using my name to think that it's for me, all about me. It's the AAC with the AAC, all about Christy, Ageless Ambitions with Confidence, because I've been talking about my past, and we don't think about the things that I'm thinking about now, and that's getting, you know, older as a woman and how to use tools to keep us young and vivacious and motivated to continue our lives in a different way, because we can still I can still teach. It's like you can teach and you can sing and do everything with your kids that you do, but we need something else. We need us.
We need to be and dream and just develop and just become of what the next 20, 30, 40 years.
And with that is information, but simplicity. See, for me, when I start reading something that I could probably learn from, I kind of just almost skim, because it's just so much information that you don't really want to go there, because it kind of almost brings you down. So I wanted to find a way to express and insight things that are very simple. Let's just bring out simplicity within some of the things that are not so great to talk about, and some things that are just, hey, if you know it, it's going to help us.
You are like the girlfriend that everybody's supposed to have for coffee, and the one that we like to learn something from and we trust and respect, because, you know, your segments are not too long, not too short, good enough that you really are focusing and listening to what you are saying, and you are talking about, like, everything. Could you give us some topics? Did you really give us advice?
Well, you know, my niece was living with me, and she came out from St. Louis, you know, it's my sister's daughter, to be a model. And so, but she's also tech savvy. So, you know, we worked really well together with that. And that's the only reason I got to start my YouTube channel, because she is computer savvy. She has a degree in interior design as well as being a model. But, you know, if it wasn't for her to teach me some things as I'm doing the YouTube, so it takes a little bit of generations too to make this work. But, you know, she struggled a little bit into getting into the modeling agency. So I'm like, hey, let's do something about how you did it, JC. So that was one topic. And then just the simplicity of saving a little money. Hey, somebody like me, you know, I've been blessed with the things that I have, but on the other hand, I'm from the Midwest. So we penny pinched. You know, we wanted to make sure that we could spend money for a long time versus just buy one thing and then you can't get anything else. So I did tips a little. But they're really simple, fun ones.
About confidence.
I think
this is so important for so many ladies to feel that they have a right to feel this way, and how to teach that. How? You know, and you, if you, again, I'm hoping that you will be back and we'll be continuing maybe talk about the segments that you have and just give people your own honest advice and just push this friends that listen to us.
And it is about friends. I'm not here to be like the know-it-all, but I'm here to just bring out some topics and some insight to have somebody else tell me something. So maybe, hey, I'm like, you know what? That's good. Maybe we could do that so that other people can learn from the simplicity of how we just need to know things. It's just that simple.
You talk about wellness. You talk about how to eat well. You talk about how to look great. You look amazingly. And obviously, when I look at my stomach, I cry already. But you help me there. I know you give me some tips. I know. You are talking about charitable stuff. You are talking about animals. You are talking about saving money. You know, and I almost see every mother sitting around the table worrying about the same things. If I have a child who likes to dance, I would like to learn how to help my child. If I have a teenager who wants to go into modeling, you got some advice for that. If I am single mother, which I am, I want to save money. I want to be smart with money. I know how to save, but I don't understand American system, and sometimes I'm overwhelmed by just almost everything, banking, this, what, I don't know what to do even with my money if I have one. You know, then when you have your dream, because your life is also the pattern for somebody to believe, don't give up. You know, you sitting in one place working hard, eventually there's one phone call, the one things will happen. What you will do with that?
Yes.
You know, that will happen. And then if life gives you so much and then takes away a lot, because everybody has heartbreaks. I don't know, Carlos, did you have a heartbreak?
I hear about his Carlos? Heartbreaks.
Good. You are one of us. Okay. We'll talk about it too. That's good. You know, in a bed, of course, but that's part of our lives. How to get out of that.
And we all need to work on that together, and it's not easy.
Please, it's so not easy. And you know, I found out that a lot of American women just say, how is your life? Oh, okay. Is a bad word. Okay, everything's okay. No, it's not. And I am like, if you ask me a question, I give you 10 minutes answer. And maybe people say, well, why ask her? But no, my friends want to listen. And they are talking to me back right now about their own troubles with before they didn't. And I think that's what you will be teaching us as a friends who listen to you, that we can share our vulnerability with friends. And if we don't know something, we can ask for help.
Yes. And as I'm giving information or advice or anything like that, because I'm speaking, then they come back to me and say, Christy, remember what you're saying, because sometimes I have to rebound and back to me.
Yes,
because it's easy to give out information for everybody else as a teacher or as just somebody that wants to help, but sometimes it's hard to hear it for yourself. So even though I'm there to help other people, it also comes back to me when somebody goes, oh, remember when you did this and said that? You know, just make sure that you're listening it to you for yourself.
I love you. I love you for that. That's so true. You are right. Yes, we forget sometimes to like focus on us and give ourselves the same advice that we are so seeing and perceiving that how to help somebody else, and we somehow forget. No,
it was so funny because I don't know what happened, but my assistant goes, Christy, go home and give yourself an avocado facial. And I'm like, okay. I think I did say something like that, because it's a stress, you know, it brings your stress down. And she was listening. And so it does come back to me.
Okay, then I know you'll be back. I know you are very, very busy right now. You are flying to your family right now, and hopefully in December, before Christmas, or maybe in January, we'll be setting up the time with Mr. Carlos, who hopefully will join us, or hopefully we can set up the time that we'll be talking about what really friends, girlfriends want to talk about, and we'll be the friends, girlfriends on Accent On. We'll be putting Accent On all about Christy. And what you can give us, and we'll have conversation back and forth, you know. And
I think that would be wonderful.
Give us again your website.
My website is christycbus.com. Simple. Christy C. Bus. I'm working on a magazine quote book. It's going to be out for the holidays as well as through the new year. It's just my passion of wanting to still feel good about myself. And bring out that for other people.
And
inspire
your YouTube
them.
Channel name is, one more time?
My YouTube is All About Christy, Ageless Ambitions with Confidence.
And this is like so, so cool because we have right now our wonderful guest online. Hello, Doctor.
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
happy holiday season.
Oh, happy holidays. Oh, my gosh. We have in a studio just amazing, amazing lady that I know you will love to know, and hopefully one day we all can be in a studio. But right now we have our very, very important segment with Dr. Tanya Gilbert. And Doctor, I missed you. I'm so sorry. Last month we had a problem. I know you had some issues also with family. But could you remind us your greatness, because you can teach us about a lot. And who is Tanya Gilbert?
Well, Tanya Gilbert is a psychotherapist, as well as I'm a celebrity life coach. And I cherish the work and honor the folks that let me work with them to help them move forward in their lives, in their personal and their professional desires.
Yes, and I know you are from LA. I know you also have your own YouTube channel. Could you give us your name for this channel?
Yes, I have a private practice, and I'm in Studio City, and my organization is TSA Center for Change. Also, my YouTube station, and please subscribe, is In the Moment with Dr. Tanya. And what I do there is just exactly what I'm doing now, speaking in the moment about things that affect us in our environment and how we respond to them.
And in a way, you will listen, hopefully, to our link, and you will meet Christy, who is just amazing and very uplifting and very independent woman who just has her own YouTube channel. And she's giving ladies, and not only ladies, advice on many wonderful topics that I think all ladies need. You are more serious. And today we have topic for today, and how to getting unstuck, what creates success.
Yes.
And what holds us back.
Yes.
Which is very similar, really, except much more darker, what really Christy talked for the last 30 minutes about. But you both are, and I'm right now introducing Christy. Hi. And
hi.
She's in the
nice
studio.
Nice to meet you.
Then maybe we'll...
Hi, it's nice to meet you as well. And if anyone is interested in contacting me, they can reach out to me at 818-807-0868, or look at my website at drtangilbert.com.
Wonderful.
I'm also interested in psychology today.
Let's come back, and please, Dr. Tanya, give us some advice. What creates success? What holds us back to achieve the success? You just will be sitting
and
listening.
Well, you know, there are so many, many, many things that holds us back from being successful. And most of those things also come up under the heading of fears, fear of failure, fear of success. And I list a couple of things that hold us back from success. One thing I have done personally myself until, you know, that philosophy, when you learn different, you do something different. So you have to learn not to compare yourself to others. Okay. You know, if you're comparing yourself to others, then that's a big, that's why it's number one.
Then you
what
think,
are you comparing yourself to?
Yes, we just need to compete with ourselves. We need to be the best that we can be instead of saying, how can I be better or similar to somebody else? This probably will never work.
Mm-hmm. So when you usually compare yourself to others, you come up short. Okay. Because you're usually looking at other folks, you know, how great they may be. And instead of looking at your good qualities, you always is looking at the better qualities of other people. And again, like I say, fear, then when you look at it, what is it about that? It's fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection keeps us from moving forward in our lives. Somebody might not like what we're doing. Somebody might not understand. Somebody might not think it's a valuable thing. And we listen to all of that background noise. And when we do that, it avoids us from entering into new relationships, from trying new things, meeting new people, even to the point of getting married. You know, the fear of rejection is huge. Have you ever... you, Alana, or your guests, or, you know, anyone that may want to speak, tell me, have they ever experienced something like that?
Oh, duh, of course. I was rejected twice, and I don't know if I want third time. Then I have big fear of being rejected for the third times and open my heart up to anybody and anything. And I think I like this calmness about mm-hmm. not searching for something that could be never even exist. And mm-hmm. when it comes to success, myself, I don't have too much fear of trying new things. I think because I am the pushy one, like people will say, I hope in good way. And what about you? What do you think? Do you have a lot of fears, Christy, when it comes to new things, something that you want to just do, or you don't have this? What holds you back?
Well, I think everybody has a little bit of fear, but I think that mm-hmm. if you didn't have fear, then you don't have those, you know, tinglings in your stomach, if you're going to go there or not, that you need that. You need that mm-hmm. a little bit to motivate you. But then there's that level of fear.
Right. Well, see, that exactly. If you use your fear
yes.
in a way to motivate you,
mm-hmm.
then fear is good.
Right.
But on the average, folks don't make friends with fear. They don't use it to motivate them. They use fear to measure something. You know, like I say, comparing yourself to someone else, you know, that's measuring yourself. How big is the gap between you and that other person? What makes them so successful? What make you look at them as being so successful? What make you look at yourself as not being able to be that way? And when I speak of success, I'm not just speaking of success in a professional realm. I'm speaking of success just in living every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that encompasses your professional life and your personal life.
Yeah, sometimes I'm waking up, I can say, I think I'm a very courageous woman. But I have the moment when I wake up, like even today, I'm like, oh my God, Monday, and all these demons, little things that I know I have not finished, not ended, and the phone calls that I need to do with people that I am not on the same level, and mm-hmm. government stuff, and this stuff, and that I'm like, a scary Monday. I'm sleeping for 5 more minutes, which I couldn't, but I had this fear. I had like I got stuck for a moment in being paralyzed, almost thinking, how can I get through this day? And you know what? I woke up and I start calling people, and fear went away because I had no choice. But you are right. Sometimes we can get stuck and we practically mm-hmm. do nothing about that, because it's easier to do nothing than push forward.
Yes. It's not necessarily easier to do nothing than push forward. Doing nothing is more familiar.
Yes.
And if I do nothing, there is nothing to judge about me. However, doing nothing is the biggest thing to keep you stuck. And so when I say that, I go to the next thing. What can you do to get unstuck? How do you get unstuck? Now, you say, well, I have to make these phone calls because I had to do it.
Yeah.
I've worked with clients that their whole life gets turned upside down because even if they have to do something, at some point they're not able to do it. So what I do is encourage people, the first thing to try to get unstuck is to accept that you are afraid of whatever it is. You know, most people say, oh, I'm not afraid. But it's the fear of the fear of moving forward that keep us living the same day over and over again.
Wow.
So the first thing, ask for a hand. You know, people always feel that they can do things alone. If I do this by myself, no one to know if I passed or if I wasn't able to do it. And you can't build on anything like that. So I say, you have trouble connecting with others, take a chance, take a risk, reach out for someone, ask for clarity.
And
you know,
this,
ask someone to judge you.
Of course, but this one is you, doctor. Can you one more time give away your phone number and your name? Obvious, I have everything on Accent On, and you are our segment for the last 3 months, and we'll be having you back in December, and you will decide on a topic, or we'll be going with this unstucking ourselves, because I like this topic, you know, just move forward, do something that will be very important. But please, Dr. Tanya, please give us more time your phone number.
My phone number is 818-807-0868. That's Dr. Tanya Gilbert at drtangilbert.com.
Thank you. And your YouTube channel?
YouTube channel is In the Moment with Dr. Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I want to just give a couple pointers. I'm asked the audience to see challenges as opportunities, and over the next few weeks, change up your daily routine to start creating change to help you get unstuck.
Thank you.
By just getting honest with yourself.
Perfect. Yeah, I decided to eat salad instead of cookies. That's my first unstuck for this moment, but I think it's very important. And I love you, Dr. Tanya, and I know we'll be talking with you maybe 2 weeks from now, and I cannot wait. Thank you so, so much for today.
Nice meeting you.
It's nice meeting you, too, and I would like for us to continue with this topic moving forward and get some feedback. You know, and thank you, Alana, for taking some action. We need to take an action every day.
Thank you, Tanya.
Signing off, this is Dr. Tanya Gilbert, 818-807-0868.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, for today, yes, this is it. And if we can, of course, find our beautiful, wonderful new friend for every girlfriend and maybe some men's too who want to learn something, how can we find you, Christy?
Well, my YouTube is all about Christy Curtis Bus, and it's on there. Just type in my name and make sure you subscribe, as Tanya said, because that's what keeps things going. I'm almost at 90,000 views. 90,000. So things are working with that. So just check me out. And then ChristyCBus.com is my website, and Twitter, ChristyCBus, and Instagram, ChristyCBus.
And you will be back.
Thanks, Alona.
Will you be back?
Yes, of
course. Yeah, you will be back. Okay.
I can't wait.
Me too.
Let's go.
Thank you so much. And we are finishing for like 30 seconds of the song, because it has great title, Eternal Kiss. And
ooh,
of course, a nice sing. Because why? Because I want Christy to listen to my songs today. And Carlos too. Okay, but only 30 seconds because I am too late today. Bye-bye. See you and hear you next Monday. With